Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council approved an amendment to a lease of airport reserve lands between the city and Soar International Ministries for a tract of land to construct a hangar facility for aircraft storage and maintenance, a connecting office facility, an aircraft ramp and tie-down area, as well as parking. Soar's lease application states that an investment gives a lease term of 45 years according to the term table in municipal code. Wendell Garrison, the Assistant Director of Soar International.
Just wanted to let you know we have considered this very deeply. Our Board of Managers and Board of Directors and the leadership staff of Soar have conducted a feasibility study along with a business plan for the FBO hangar that we propose to build on the site. And in all cases, we have felt like this is the right step to take. And so just wanted to thank you guys for looking at that tonight.
Garrison spoke on the project.
First part would be the phase of the hangar itself. And we see that is pretty crucial to the airport in providing a storage compartment for airplanes that come in and use the Kenai Airport. We want to put the additional office on the back side of it to help provide services for the pilots and anybody that comes in to play there. We've looked at the potential of doing it all together, but with today's society or today's economical standpoint of building materials, they are getting tough to come by. And so we proposed it in two phases to help alleviate some of that up front. So we see them coming together eventually, together, but in the two phases.
Completion of phase one would be by June 30th of the year 2023, and extending the connecting office facility portion would be completed in 2025. Resolution 2021-37 unanimously passed the Kenai City Council. Pockets of warm water may be speeding up the sea ice melt. This according to a recent research mission to the Beaufort Sea in the Arctic Ocean. Harper Simmons, Associate Professor of Ocean Sciences at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, took part in that research mission, and the team expected to find warm water from the Pacific Ocean. He told Alaska's news source,
"That, in fact, is what we were looking for. But what we were surprised by was just how warm the water is. We found that in these kind of isolated pockets, we were seeing very, very warm, very extraordinarily warm water of Pacific origin."
Water from the northern Pacific travels from the Gulf of Alaska through the Aleutian Islands, Bering Sea, Chukchi Sea, and into the Beaufort Sea each summer. According to a paper co-authored by Simmons based on the research, the mixing of these subsurface heat pockets is likely accelerating the sea ice melt in the region.
Say half of that is a result of the atmospheric conditions, growth or melting from above, and about half of that is a result of the oceanic conditions below, how warm that water is below and how much heat is being brought up.
That wasn't the only thing that captured his attention.
One of the things that is really interesting is this remote connection, how you know, things like sea ice are not just affected by the local environment, but by the, you know, global or hemispheric scales.
Modeling the future of Arctic Ocean ice is difficult. Simmons says data from this kind of research can make models more accurate.
It's really important because we need to have better models, and we need to be better informed about the whys in order to make better models, make better predictions.
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.